Morning's Pop Figures on Radio 1 and 2, the 67 Pick of the Pops. All right, Pop Figures, about 1,200 records occupy the top 20 and 30 throughout those 52 weeks, and some made 1, 2, and 3. That's right, we're concerned with the Pick of the Pops top threes of 1967, and what a list of talent about to spin for the next 2 hours. Tom Jones, The Seekers, The Monkees, Donovan, Cat Stevens, The Who, Pet Clark, Sandy Shaw, The Mamas, and The Papas, and a complete total of 41 records. At the beginning, when the first top three of 1967 was led by Tom Jones.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train.
Thank you.
Seekers never did get to number one with Morning Town Ride, and it was much the same fate for this one, too. Gulliver's Hires number two challenged Tom Jones, and Donovan made it a worldwide hit with the one called Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I changed my way.
The Seekers left the top three the second week. And from out of nowhere, in came the Monkees.
Our love is only true in fairy tales. Then for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. I'm
the great ones pop because the Monkees went on to number one the next week. Tom Jones stayed in the top three again. Donovan disappeared. And in came The Who.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man.
For 1 week because it was happening all right. The Monkees were still number one. Tom Jones had been sent marching and there were two new ones in the Big of the Pops top three on the fourth week. One was Cat Stevens.
It can't be late for Matthew and Son. He won't wait. Watch them run down a platform one and the 8:30 train to Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son, the work never done, it's always something new. The palm in your hand, you take them to bed, you never ever do. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. There's a 5 minute break, and that's all you take. For a cup of cold coffee and a piece of cake. Matthew and Tom, the work's never done, there's always something new. The pot in your hand, you take them to bed, you're never ever through. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. Got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asks for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son.
Was in solidly to take over number two with Matthew and Son. And into number three came the moon.
Silent night has turned to a night of fear. Windows howling wind into your ear.
Change when week number five came along, Pop, because the move stayed at number three, Cats stayed at number two, the Monkees stayed at number one, but Night of Fear went out the next week because someone had to make way for the Rolling Stones. was a shocker too, Pop Vickers. The Stones had a double-sided Let's Spend the Night Together in Ruby Tuesday that survived the top three that one week only, and that wasn't all. Cat Stevens was out of the Stones, the Monkees came down from number one, and the ballad was The Pick of the Pops from Pep Clark.
Why is my heart so light? Why are the stars so bright? Why is the sky so blue since the hour I met you? Flowers are smiling bright, smiling for our delight, smiling so
release me.
the start of it all in 1967 for Humpers 2 with Release Me. The next week, Fett held on to number 1. Engelbert moved up to number 2, and in reply to the ballad, In They Smashed at number 3.
Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing him behind his back. And the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. That is strange.
Was made all right. The next week, Pet came down to number 3. Engelbert went up and took over number 1. The Beatles went up to number 2. There was no change the following week or the week later. And one week on week number 12, Pop Pickers, Engie still held number 1. Pet went out. The Beatles slipped back to number 3. And the ballad won again and came in at number 2.
Every morning.
with Edelweiss either pop because he went back to number three. The next week, the Beatles went on to make a complete Pick of the Pops ballad top three. It was that song all over again from Harry Secombe. And the ballad came in again with Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you.
by saying something stupid like I love you.
They weren't kidding either, Pop, because they took over number one the next week. Engie came back down to number three. And the Ballad Monopoly got a bashing as a brand new number two stirred it all up from one cold sandy shore.
I wonder if when David, you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string. Like a merry-go-round with all the fun out of bed. One day I'm feeling down on the ground and I'm up in the air. Are you leading me on? Tomorrow will you be gone? I wonder if one day that you say that you care. Like a puppet on a string.
That was the puppet on a string that was about to take over number one from Frank and Nancy Sinatra. Engelbert Humperdinck was gone, and for the second time in 1967, they were on the British job again, Pop Pickers. That's right, the Monkees.
Walk out,
no,
don't you walk out, please, that makes you sing. Talk out, let's have a bit, talk out, things will be okay.
I'm a little bit of a man.
song they sang. Sandy at one, Nancy and Frank at two, the Monkees at number three. And out went the Monkees with a takeover by the Mamas and Papas. For a British number one this time, pop pickers. The Sinatras went out. Sandy came down to number three. Mamas and Papas went up to number two, only to find that they'd been beaten to number one by the Tremolos.
Someone
Mamas and Papas slipped back down to number three. The Beach Boys were on the way with one Jimi Hendrix. But in front of them to hit the top three and take over number two, the Kinks.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright. But I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze up, want to lose sunset.
The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset, stayed at number two and got Bombshell Company that came all the way from number 15 to take over number three.
Away.
And that meant the end of the Tremolos at number one, all right. Procol Harum's Why Does Shade of Pale Look Down on the Trems and the Kinks? And on the 24th week, he was back and in to number two with...
There goes my only possession. There goes my everything. I hear footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor.
Hit with Release Me, but Humphers was in trouble with Procol Harum. They kept him at number two the second week running, and when the Tremolos gave up, there was a new top three up full of life that came in from the Hollies.
When we were at school, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor.
Charm as you were aging, where is your magic? everybody play.
It's week 26 by now, Pop Pickers. Engelbert still can't get rid of Procol Harum. The Hollies, Carrie Ann, still carries the number three tag for the second week running. But they didn't get a chance the third time. They slipped down a joint number four with the Turtles, and for their third, top three in 67. Pick of the Pops got on terms with alternate title and the Monkees.
She's a wonderful lady and she's mine, all mine. And there doesn't seem a way that she won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party and the room is in a mess. The four kings of Emile sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plaster hair.
As the Monkees slipped into number two the next week, just under Procol Harum, Engelbert gave up the top three without a number one. And the Monkees, they heard trouble.
Nothing you can do to come to done. Nothing you can do.
Stone and Strawberry Fields Forever was the number one miss in 67, but not All You Need Is Love. The Beatles got rid of Procol Harum. Look Down on the Monkeys, still at number two. And for the very first time ever in the British charts, another shock that met the arrival at number three of a new American songbird by the name of Vicky Carr.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field. Have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him.
Vicky Carr never did get past that number three slot with It Must Be Him. The Beatles spread the love again, number one the next week. And when Vicky Carr stayed at number three for the second week running, it was him all right. Straight to number two went Scott McKenzie.
If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people.
same for the next 2 weeks, Pop Pickers. The Beatles, Scott McKenzie and Vicky Carr. But on week 32, Vicky Carr went back to number 5. The Beatles gave in to Scott McKenzie and a brand new number 3 was taken over by Dave Davies. Of a clown, because the talent that started 1967 off at number one was on the warpath again with another rapid climb right up to the top 20. And joining the Beatles at joint number two came Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times.
Jones and I'll Never Fall in Love Again went up to number two the next week to challenge Scott McKenzie. Out went the Beatles and a brand new number three was chalked up by Stevie Wonder. To number three pop because someone else came in the top 20 at number 19 that week, and the following week, number 35, Tom Jones came back down to number three, Stevie dropped out to number six, and Mr. Number 19 landed like a bomb at number two.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play, and then I saw you at the corner of my eye.
number three from Keith West. From Teenage Opera was another one destined to be kept out of number one by the Waltz King, and when he went up to number two the next week, Tom Jones fell right out of love with the top three and made way for the fellas who thought it all so beautiful, even though it was only for one week at number three from Small Faces. Had only one week in the top three at number three because there was a real belter that turned on the pressure this way.